Yeah, go ahead.
For your time today, we did the second class of Eggnodo. How did you like it so far?
Well, it was an eye-opening experience. Are you going to correct my English now?
It seems like you said eye-opening.
Eye-opening.
Slow.
It was an eye-opening experience, and it was also educational because I knew that when I say one word, I sounded fine, but once I read statement or paragraph, I suddenly become Japanese, and I couldn't really pinpoint what went wrong with it. And then you point your ego nodo pointed out that you have to connect words and then speak from the throat. And it never occurred to me that that's where the cause of my English with Japanese accent.
Especially because your English is very, very good, and your conversational skills also at such a high level. So you need to wonder, I speak good English, but what else can I do to kind of perfect it, kind of, right?
Yeah, I want to perfect my pronunciation, then I'll be a happy camper.
Like, I want to give you one example, like when you said become, I feel like you said become, like, with the consonant. There's a syllable, it's C, consonant, vowel, consonant. This, like the second consonant kind of becomes a little choppy. So,
become. Yeah, I keep forgetting that. So I have to touch my throat so I'll be conscious of. And my ultimate goal is speak like you spontaneously and naturally.
Even for me, I feel like I become a little choppy when I'm speaking and I'm feeling nervous. So the trick is to speak slowly.
Yeah.
And also don't think too much when you speak.
I try not to. Yeah, I guess I have to speak slow and then practice more. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. This was the second time. I hope to be in touch with you. And let me know. As you practice more.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah. Thank you for your time, and I really enjoyed your lessons.
You. Right. Take care.
Okay, you too.